It's remarkable that the Lord could say, without me you can do nothing. John 15 verse 5, is it, or 6? 5. And he doesn't leave us without an example. I was trying to find the verses in John, but I just couldn't find them, but I can remember them, I believe. He said, I of mine own self can do nothing. That's in a previous chapter. And then he said, that which I've seen my Father do, I do. That which I see, I hear my Father say, I say. And so there is the principle of abiding. In fact, in John chapter 12, it tells us in verse 49, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment that what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father hath said unto me, so I speak. So there's the Son in absolute abiding mode. He was the subject Son of the Father. Chapter 5, verse 19. Let's read that. Thanks very much, brother. Yeah. Verse 19 of chapter 5 of John. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, and so forth. Then he says in verse 30 at the very top of the verse, I can of mine own self do nothing. Now he didn't say that he would do nothing. I of mine own self will do nothing, as if he had a will. His will was subject to the Father. He didn't have a will in that regard. Whatever he saw the Lord do, his Father do, he was so apt to do also, because his will was actually enfolded in his Father's will. And beloved, I think that that's the sort of principle we should be looking at in terms of how we do work for the Lord and how we deport the Lord in the way that we conduct our lives, showing forth the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5. It's the Lord himself that does things through you and me, not me doing through me or you doing through you.